Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Insurance chief risk officers are optimistic about their ability to shore up their operational defenses in 2024, despite global economic headwinds and increased regulatory scrutiny. That according to an EY, an Institute of International Finance Insurance Risk Management survey. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Isabel Santanac, EY's global insurance leader. Isabel, so great to speak with you.
Yes, hello. Very nice to be with you today.
So, Isabel, I understand that if there's anything that's really keeping chief risk officers up at night, it's cybersecurity.
Yeah, for sure. And it's the top of the risk under the radar, and you can easily understand why the cyber attacks are more and more frequent, are more and more important, as are difficult to predict because they are more sophisticated. And it's interesting to see that it's also the risk which is at the top of the agenda of the board. So certainly a lot more to do from the risk chief risk officer side on this topic.
How about geopolitics, Isabel? This is an election year in the U.S. and there's plenty of instability around the globe. Would that be a concern?
You will not be surprised if I respond yes. It's a high concern. First, because the geopolitical environment is quite uncertain, as you say, John, and we don't really see improvement in the coming months. But as you said, it's an election year, not only here in the US, but more than 50% of the people in the planet are going to elect their president this year. So it's a huge potential change, and that will certainly have consequences potentially on the regulatory environment, depending on who is elected, but also on the further or lesser instability in the world.
I have to assume that climate risk continues to vex CROs. Would that be correct, Isabel?
Yeah, climate change is also a very high risk on the agenda. It's interesting to see in our survey that it's even higher in Asia Pac compared to the other regions, but definitely for all the CROs is high on the agenda. And more broadly, I think it's how do they integrate the ESG strategy into their risk appetite, into the risk management processes, etc. So clearly a high risk also for the coming year.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Isabel, what are some of the other things that you found in the survey this year?
It's interesting to see that the CROs really believe that they need to be more engaged or continue to be very engaged in the transformation journey that their company is going through. And we know that all the carriers are going through quite significant transformation journey. They are quite comfortable with, I would say, their core foundation of risk management, but there is a lot to do on emerging risk, and we discussed some of them. I would say the technology disruption and the emerging technologies like artificial intelligence is also a big topic for them, whether it's how the company is integrating those technologies into their processes and their policies, but also for themselves. How do they use those emerging technologies to be more efficient, more effective, to upskill their talent? And talent is also a big topic. It's interesting to see that 62% of the CROs responded that it's more difficult for them to attract talents, and we know that the talent is essential, in particular in those functions which need to look forward more than to look backward. And I would conclude by saying that the CRO function believe that they need to be a business partner, to the other to the business lines of the company. So they are threats, as we discussed at the beginning, but they are also a lot of opportunities for the CROs to evolve their functions and to be even more at the heart of the transformation of agenda of the company.
Was there anything particularly new that has crept into the survey this year, Isabel?
I would not say new, but maybe the talent topic is very preeminent. And I think that maybe what surprised me, not surprised in a way, because we know that there is a talent war, but it was interesting to see that it's at the top of their concerns and challenges. So maybe the one which I would say was a little bit new this year.
Interesting. Isabel, always a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you very much, John.
That was Isabel Santanac, EY's global insurance leader, and I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio. Looking to get the attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms to do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day, find out more by contacting our advertising services business development team at 908-882-1706.